America's on its knees. We're sending our money all over the world. Matter of fact, we send over $15,000 to every man, woman, and child in Israel. Now, there's people right here that could use that money. Now, Kyle was calling in from Massachusetts, and he was asking about Albert Pike. And I have to tell you that among the primary forces of masonry was a 33rd degree basin by the name of Albert Pike, and he was born in Boston, Massachusetts on December 29th of the year 1809. He was an impressive intellect, a Harvard graduate, and the master of 16 different languages. And it was later in life that Pike became revered by his fellow Masons for the authorship of their text called Morals and Dogma. And most Masons are really unaware that their order is based on ancient mysticism from Babylon, Egypt, and Phoenicia, and dedicated to those religions' deity, the sun god. And they would have their members pursuing light as an analogy to reason. Now, Pike himself understood and reveled in the satanic implications of sun worship or light worship. And on page 321 of that book, Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike says so clearly, quote, Lucifer, the light bearer, Lucifer, the son of the morning, and he who bears the light, and with it splendors intolerable, blinds feeble, sensual, or selfish souls, doubt it not. Now, you and I know that Lucifer has been demoted to Satan, the adversary, but some of the evil forces resisting that lower title. Now, this Albert Pike wrote a letter to his Illuminati superior and founder of the Mafia, a guy by the name of Giuseppe Mazzini. He was one of the insiders, the revolutionary leader for a number of years. And he sent that letter to Mazzini on August 15th of 1871. And in that letter were the objectives of three world wars that were formulated by him between the years of 1859 and 1871. And that letter used to hang in the British Museum Library right in London until 1977. It disappeared from display immediately after Rothschild joined the board of directors for the museum. Now, according to Pike, the First World War was designed to destroy Tsarist Russia and to convert that country into a stronghold of atheistic communism. It was to be instigated by agitating the differences between Germany and England, and afterwards, communism was to be strengthened to the point that it could be used to destroy other governments and weaken religion. The Second World War was to be fomented through the manipulation of the differences which existed between the German nationalists and the political Zionists. And that was to result in the expansion of USSR influence and their establishment of the State of Israel. During the Second World War, communism was to be enlarged and strengthened to the point that it equaled United Christendom. And at that point, it would be contained and held in check. And we see that those first wars came off exactly as planned. And we're going to cover that Third World War right after this break. Hold on, Kyle. We'll be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. We're talking with Kyle from Massachusetts, and we're covering the letter that was written by Albert Pike to his Illuminati superior, a guy by the name of Giuseppe Mazzini, the founder of the Mafia and the revolutionary leader of the Illuminati for a number of years. And we just read about the plans in that letter to foment World War One and World War Two. And we could see that they came off just exactly as this letter had planned it. Didn't it sound that way to you, Kyle?
Yeah,
did I lose Kyle?
Yep, it sure does.
Okay. Well, let's go on to that reference to World War III.
Okay.
Albert Pike planned that they would stir up the difference between the Jewish nationalists and the leaders of the Muslim world. Does that look like that's coming true? It sure does, doesn't it? And the purpose of this war is to destroy Jewish nationalism, utilized to foment the Second World War. And the remaining nations are to fight themselves into a state of complete exhaustion, physically, mentally, spiritually, and economically, and destroy each other's governments and religious institutions. And we can see that that's happening. And the reason they use war, it's because, well, not only to make themselves rich, but they also use war because it makes us want peace and makes us want to jump at almost any alternative for peace. And if they can bring about this new world order as a solution to stop war, there are people who are going to bite on it. Now, Pike's plan that after that Third World War, they want to unleash the nihilists and the atheists to provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil, then citizens everywhere would be obliged to defend themselves against the minority of the revolutionary, and will exterminate those destroyers of civilization as the newspaper and television whips them into shape. And the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that point be without compass, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the pure light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. Or doesn't that gag you? Brought finally out into the public view, a manifestation which would result in the general reactionary movement which will follow, the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, that letter from Albert Pike, 33rd degree Mason, to his Illuminati superior, Giuseppe Mazzini, did hang in that British Museum of National History until Rothschild became a director. John from Ohio, please jump in. Do we have you, John? Okay. How about Ralph from Oklahoma? Ralph, do we still have you? Go ahead, Ralph. Ralph going once.
Hello.
Okay, Ralph. Glad to have you.
Go ahead. No, I'm not Ralph. I'm Henry. That's why I didn't pick up.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Henry.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll try to make this quick. You mentioned national health care, the stuff with Hillary. I always thought the people that wanted national health care in this country, the ones on the top, didn't want to do it with, the good intent of wanting to help everybody with health matters, like with herbs and things that do work, but really just want to subjugate and then throw up in their face whether they should have or shouldn't have had that, or just to enslave them to teach them a lesson or some kind of crap. Because, like, for instance, you know about this stuff. How is, let's say, Hillary's thing different from, which I'm not for Hillary's thing at all or any of that, but what I'm saying is, how does that differ from, let's say, the ones they have in Germany or Switzerland, unlike other parts of Europe, though, where they do use certain herbs and other natural things that really do work and get rid of cancer and stuff, and even though that's still a form of socialist medicine?
The truth of the matter here is that we're being led down the primrose path so that we may be destroyed.
Right.
And some of this, what is called allopathic medicine, has side effects to it. And not like that. You remember that rock star named Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, right.
They had him on something like 39 different scripts. And then, and it didn't start off at 39. It starts with one, and you complain about some problem, like it makes you got headaches or it gives you nausea. Oh, well, we got a pill for that.
Right.
And pretty soon you got side effects from that pill, so you got to have more pills to counteract more side effects. And what they're talking about is management here, when the truth of the matter is you need a cure.
Right, but...
And if you get a cure, you don't need to come back to the doctor.
Right, but see, that's what I'm saying. There, I've talked to some people, even guys like Gary Null, who I heard on his show, and not all now, and I'm not talking about England, so leave them out, but there are some in some of the smaller Central and Scandinavian European countries, the thinking is a little different, because I've looked at some of the herbs and stuff. Now, not homeopathic. I think homeopathic is done with... that's a different thing than, let's say, treating it with some type of natural, it does use natural remedy, but I think homeopathy is based on treating it with contradicting something from another thing or something. I'm not sure. I haven't looked into that, but I've tried some other things with herbs that used that work.
Well, you're talking about naturopathic.
Right, that worked very well. As a matter of fact, they got some things, a cure for cancer in Germany, they don't allow here. And see, if Hillary or Clinton or Bush or any of those commie, global, multicultural Zionist idiots have health care here, this is the way it works, because America's always masochistic, and there's always got to be some religious or moral or religious tone to something, whether satanic or Christian, or will pretend to be Christian or otherwise. They would just hear it would be strictly just the chemical pharmaceutical companies and just to control the population, rip off and make a lot of money. And I'm not saying they don't make money over there. They do. But there are some things, like even that guy who made freedom, what, America to Fascism, what's his name?
Aaron Russo.
Right, Russo, right. He got some treatment for something over there, and you have to pay for it. But, I mean, see, the fact is, what I'll say this and I'll go, you got these old people, whether satanic or otherwise, they think everything has to be according to either their standards of either this or that, A or B, and yet government, like even everything else, even with the Constitution, it's like a clay. It depends on the guy's hand and the molder of it. And if he injects stuff that's more, shapes it to something that's just more practical and purposeful, it's one thing. But if he's going to inject some kind of religious or philosophical agenda down the line, which a lot of them do, then it could be something for that. You know what I'm saying? It's really like clay. I mean, a lot of these things are like clay. It depends on the molder and the person who shapes it. I could put it that way. I may sound like I'm off the wall, but like a sculptor who sculpts a... right. And so, because I'm sure you know about that. I mean, you know that even in, not all, but in some of those European countries, they have a lot of therapies that some that really do cure things. As a matter of fact, a lot of these sexual aids that are coming out now that can enlarge, you know, penises and stuff like that, that stuff has been used in Europe for years. I mean, not decades, many decades, but I mean, like, since the 60s, 70s, 80s, even with salt palmetto. And we're, like, way behind, but that doesn't mean we should have the type of socialist thing here, because what they want to do is they're not doing it with the intent for us to be healthy or superior. They want to just bring this country down and make us inferior, or make us sick, or wipe people out, and just bring in maybe the third world crap that's coming in, whoever they think going to just swap and sweat. And that's what sickens me with this country, if you kind of understand what I'm saying. Like, even in Australia. But Australia is run by the Queen. I know that.
Let's separate the issues here.
Okay.
Really, what we're talking about is allopathic medicine versus naturopathic. Naturopathic being whole herbs or extracts from the herb that really do the job for you.
Yes, that's right. I'm thinking more naturopathic.
The difference between the two is entirely independent of whether you have socialistic government or you pay for it yourself.
Right, but everybody can't. You're going to have veterans that are coming back from wars like the veterans we have here. They're going to be people. That's one thing I will say. I don't believe in like a real extreme socialism, but some of the socialist stuff they have in some of those European countries on a practical level, where the purpose, let's say the molder, the person who sculpts it, the idea is more to actually do good and what's practical without all their religious and other principle crap injected, whether it's Luciferian or whether we should get a certain amount of population, this and that, and maybe put it more in the hands and the control of the people, too. I think that would help, where these people, these bureaucrats, can't just do whatever they think is good for them based on their religious beliefs, which it is. I mean, whether satanic, I mean, over there in Europe as well as here, you got too much of these old people who are running all this stuff, who worship Lucifer, even speaking what you mentioned about Pike with the Luciferian. There are some people in Europe that aren't into Lucifer or Christianity. And let me ask this. Isn't it true that the Illuminati originally created Christianity to begin with, even though they want to destroy it? Because ancient white people in Europe and Scandinavia and Germany and even Italy, long before the Roman Empire, even long before the Greeks, were more of a nature-oriented religion like the Native Americans and like even the Celts. And Christianity came in and just screwed everything up.
Well, Christianity is a mess right now. We got a break coming up. You want to hold over?
Okay, all right. I'll hold over briefly because I know you want to take somebody out.
Got a break coming up. Please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back. We just broached the subject of naturopathic medicine and the natural herbs that really do so much more than, I'm in my own personal belief, than conventional medical wisdom.
Yeah, right.
Western medicine is a mess. And all the side effects from it. Now, they're talking about these guys like Cho that went off on a nutcase and started killing people. And therefore, we must take away guns. Well, the truth of the matter is, therefore, we must take away some of this Prozac medicine. All these people that are going off on these nutcases are doing this because they're getting off on some of that allopathic medicine that just is really not good for you. Now, some of the natural things, some of that that they have made illegal is good for you. Do you know what is really good for glaucoma?
No.
Marijuana.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Really works well.
Yes, that's right.
If you got lung problems, you need to get some lobelia inflata. The MDs say that stuff will kill you. It's deadly poison. The naturopaths say, oh, you can take a lot of it. It may make you throw up. It may clean you out the other end, too. But it is medicine, the medicine that is most effective. Then there's oil of neem. That's one of my favorites, too. It attacks virus, bacterium, and fungus. And insect, no less. There's so many things out there that really work well for us if we we're allowed to have them. But we find that much of this is going to be taken away from us very shortly. It was just last summer, I believe, that the CAFTA treaty was passed. That's the Central American Free Trade Agreement. Just like NAFTA, only it extends down into Central America. But there was a provision piggybacked onto that thing that is absolutely draconian in nature. And it's called Codex Alimentarius, in which all naturopathic stuff is outlawed unless you get permission from a doctor. That doesn't seem right to me, does it to you?
No.
No, it doesn't.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
You have anything more to add?
Yeah, no, what you're saying is absolutely true. Now, I'll tell you about Europe, though. I think it's only Norway and Germany, two of our best countries. Norway and Germany have the Codex, but the others don't have it yet.
Well, it's coming here.
Well, I don't think it should come anywhere. And now this stuff is so insane. Also, another thing.
We ratified that treaty.
What now?
We ratified that treaty.
Yeah.
After.
But it's but still, what about, according to our Constitution, a lot of that stuff is illegal.
Well, what about that Second Amendment? What happens to you if you walk down the street carrying a gun?
Actually, honestly, it depends on what state I'm in.
Yeah, it really is.
No, it does. You can do that.
I know you're right. Some places,
let me tell you this. There are 30 states where you can buy a machine gun, for crying out loud. You just have to pay a special tax. Now, William Cooper said that. I called up Alan Weiner and told him that. And he said, oh, no, I don't know about that in Maine, in the state of Maine. Well, guess what? After he let me go, a couple of callers called up, and one caller called up and said that that's true. And he knew that for a fact. And also, Maine is one of the states. But the tax is very high. It's like, I don't know whether it's $200 or $700. It's a high tax. I mean, if you could afford the gun, you could probably afford the tax. But it's just secret. They don't tell nobody about it.
Here's the problem with this.
Yeah,
if it's a right, how on earth can government be adding a tax to it and licensing it back to you?
That's true. But see, there is a constitutional tax on firearms and tobacco, though. Anyway, though.
A constitutional tax?
Right. Isn't there a tax on firearms and that's legal, unlike the income tax?
A sales tax.
No, it's a sales tax. Not a special tax, but
the ability to tax is the ability to destroy.
That's true, but even the Constitution has some taxes that are lawful and legal
that
people should pay.
Firearms.
Otherwise, we fall apart.
It says very clearly, the right to own and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Right, but that means
taxing is one of the things that diminishes your ability to own. You have anything else for us today? Because I got a bunch of callers here.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I will say this. What you mentioned before about the herbs, I also found out, which came out much later, which might have existed in some research laboratories in Helsinki or in some parts of Europe. I don't know how long ago. But there was also some products coming out now that supposedly, if they're taken, they help enlarge a woman's breast, you know, to grow. Maybe not excessively, but without surgery. It does something but it's natural and it's safe. I mean, there's some, you know, so I'm learning a lot about a lot of this natural stuff that I think is deliberately suppressed.
Sure is.
And I'm not saying there shouldn't be chemicals, because there's some chemicals that do good that are better than nature when it comes to certain things, you know.
In a way, though, the natural medicine, the herbs, have chemicals in them, and it is those natural chemicals and their complexity that does the job for us.
That's true.
Sometimes they try to isolate and extract these things, and other times they try to simulate them or synthesize them. Well, thanks a lot for your call. Appreciate your help here.
Okay, thank you.
We've got a couple other callers online. We have Ralph from Oklahoma and Myron from Georgia. How about one of them jump up? Hello?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back to Radically Right. We've got Ralph on the phone. Ralph from Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Jack. Codex came about in 1962, and we've had all that time to get that out. But no, I can't even find anybody who knows what it is. Anyway, that's another Latin diabolic term for what, government menu. But on the diabolic Latin that you were talking about at the first of the program there, the Novus Ordo Seclorum.
Oh, yeah.
When did that first emerge on our paper money?
There was a guy named Wallace in the Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
That's what I thought.
Administration. His real name wasn't Roosevelt. It was
right.
Rosenfeld.
Rosenfeld, correct, yeah.
And it was at that time that it was put onto the money. You know, if they can put that kind of stuff on the funny money, they can put the names of the people they want on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to look at the pictures
thing that
they decide are worthy to make it on the money.
Yeah, well, I've argued that with some of the self-proclaimed establishment Christians. They're not Christians at all, but they're in the vast majority. And they say, oh, no, it says in God we trust, therefore it can't mean anything diabolic. And I said, well, I'm afraid that the God that's referring to is not what you think you're worshiping, but I've become an enemy to my family, And most of what I thought were my friends, when you mention any of this stuff, as to why they don't even question that and why it's not explained from the pulpit that they pay so dearly for. Jack, thank you. I appreciate your time. You're worth a million.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir.
This whole New World Order thing has to be looked at carefully. We have to do what's necessary here to extricate ourselves from this, the grasp of it. We are being choked slowly, and we're going to see that this is going to pick up its pace, and we're going to find ourselves squeezed on other fronts with increasing regularity. We've got Myron from Georgia. Go ahead, Myron. Would you jump right into the conversation?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'd like to say good evening to your listening audience as well. And I would like to go back to the year of 1864 when President Lincoln was reelected on November 8th. In that same month, on November 21st, he wrote a friend and he stated, "The money power preys upon the nations in times of peace and conspires against it in times of adversity. It is more despotic than monarchy, more insolent than autocracy, more selfish than bureaucracy." Then in the following year, in 1865, in a statement to Congress, President Abraham Lincoln stated, "I have two great enemies, the Southern Army in front of me and the financial institutions in the rear. Of the two, the one in my rear is my greatest foe." We know exactly who Abraham Lincoln was talking about, the banking cabal, the Jewish families who has been controlling this country for centuries.
They're not really Jewish. They just try to claim to be.
Correct. They say that they are Jews, but are not, but they are of the synagogue of Satan.
Yes. And because I want to be ever so careful that we do not blame the real Jews for what these fakers are doing.
Yes.
Yeah, it was at the same time that Lincoln said, "I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me."
Yes.
"And causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthralled, and an era of corruption in high places will follow, and the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working on the prejudices of the people."
Yes.
"Until wealth is aggregated in the hands of the few and the republic is destroyed. I feel at this moment more anxiety for the safety of my country than ever before, even in the midst of war."
Yes.
And it was that stance that caused President Abraham Springsteen, really was his name,
correct,
to lose his life. Although his real name was Springsteen, the family passed as Springs and intermarried with the powerfully occult Todds. Now, Lincoln's conscience got the best of him when it came to betraying all the people all the time, and he regretted his alliance with the banker.
Yes.
And in his closing days, President Lincoln lamented, and I quote, "Government possessing power to create and issue currency and credit as money, and enjoying the right to withdraw currency and credit from circulation by taxation and otherwise, need not and should not borrow capital at interest as the means of financing government work and public enterprise. The government should create, issue, and circulate all money and credit needed to satisfy the spending power of the government and the buying power of consumers. The privilege of creating and issuing money is not only the supreme prerogative of government, but it is government's greatest opportunity."
Yes.
So here we are.
Our Constitution
says very clearly in the Federal Coinage Act of 1792 that only gold and silver coins, are, as is the Constitution specified, are to be circulated. And Congress can control those by noting that silver and gold are to be used, and $1 equals 174.24 grains of silver, or 23.22 grains of gold.
Right.
So why on earth are we passing around paper money?
Wow. You know, sir.
Doesn't it?
Yes, that's it's mind-boggling. It really is.
Yes, it really is mind-boggling.
And you know, sir, we had two other great men to lose their life because they stood up against this same banking institutions, John and Robert Kennedy. John Kennedy lost his life because he stood up against the banking cabal. Now, since that time, you never had any other president to stand up against these families.
Well, I think Andrew Jackson did try for a while there.
Yes, sir. Andrew Jackson, I mean, like, after the period, like, during the 1960s and up to this period now.
Oh, you're right about that. And matter of fact, Jack Kennedy got in there because his daddy was an insider.
Correct.
Joe Kennedy was a mafia hoodlum that was able to make vast amounts of money through the bootlegging industry during Prohibition.
Yes.
And he used that money to buy an ambassadorship to Great Britain, where he finagled the Scotch concession. And to this very day, the Kennedys get $2 on every case of some kind of Scotch that comes into America here.
Right.
Well, you can get $2 on every case of Scotch coming into America, you're doing pretty well for yourself.
Wow.
We're talking about a lot of money. That'll keep the wolf away from the door for you.
Yes, sir. I have one more question. Matter of fact, two questions, then I'm going to hang up and listen, okay?
Because
I know you have another call. Does Ted Kennedy have any ties into the Illuminati? And what was the real facts behind the assassination attempt of Ronald Reagan? And those are my two questions, sir. Then I'm going to hang up. And I really appreciate the information that you have given me and to your listening audience. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well, Jack Kennedy evidently didn't like the Illuminati very well. And he actually came out and made some statements against it. And he should have been more careful. If he had been more careful, well, let me excerpt from his speech. He spoke shortly before his assassination, and these words are most important. And in the second paragraph of his speech, he says, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of election, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed." And it was shortly afterwards that he said from the balcony of Columbia University that the great office of the presidency is being used to foment a plot against the American people's freedom. And before I leave office, I intend to tell them of their plight. He should have kept his mouth shut until he was ready to do so. To let them know that you're going to start shooting your mouth off is the kiss of death. And there was a Masonic type of assassination at Daley Plaza in Texas. We got a man from Texas on the phone right now. name, sir?
This is Dylan in Texas.
Dylan, go ahead.
I'd like to share three verses out of Genesis, if I may.
Go for it.
Genesis 1:27. So Yahweh created man in his own image. In the image of Yahweh created he him. Male and female created he them. And Yahweh blessed them, and Yahweh said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And Yahweh said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, the herb and the seed, that is. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Heard y'all talking about the herbs, and I do believe in herbs. And
me too.
Herbs are required to alleviate certain toxins and especially little vampire parasites out of our cells and tissues. Garlic is one of these herbs that kills most of them. But to get all the little parasites that live in our body, not just the GI tract, they get into our cells. To kill all these parasites in their various stages of life, you need to take various herbs over a 90-day period. This is like one prescription that is very common among herbologists and nutritionalists and iridologists. That is people who study the iris of your eyes and things like that. Myself, my wife, my mother, and many other people I know have been treated by herbologists, iridologists. That is people who know about herbs, and they determine the state of your body by looking at the iris of your eye. And this requires no high advanced technology. It does require a good amount of training, though, and understanding. And the herbs are where it's at, man.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I would like you to mention a few of the these herbs that are really good for us. Go ahead.
Okay, well, a lot of people are familiar with wheat grass. Now, wheat is a grass, just like corn. Grasses do not need to be pollinated to grow. They're the seed-yielding grasses or herbs. They're the seed-yielding herbs rather than... I'm not an expert. I'm not a botanist, but... they're flowering plants that have to be pollinated by bees and birds and other things like that. But grasses are really, really basic. And anyone who's ever taken any wheatgrass juice on a regular basis and knows what I'm saying when I say that there is no more potent food than wheatgrass juice. But you don't need a grinder to extract the juice now. You can do it just like the cow does it. You chew it up in your mouth. You just don't need to swallow the grass. You spit out you chew the juice out of it, basically. You chew the juice out of it, and you will. It's not quite as convenient as a grinder, but it works equally as well. You actually can chew the same amount of juice out of the grass as you can grind out of the grass with a hand-powered or electric grinder. And
takes a little bit longer, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, you can do that while you're walking. You can chew it while you're walking. If you can chew gum and walk, you can chew grass and walk. And wheat grass is not the only kind of grass. There's many, 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 many grasses that are very potent and powerful. This is the seed-yielding herb that Yahweh granted us. He gave us dominion over the moving things, but they're dependent upon the seed-yielding herb, too. And that's what makes them so strong, big and strong. I mean, if you're talking about a big animal like a cow, that's what makes them so big and strong, is the seed-yielding herb.
If you're ever lost in the woods, a lot of people, out of desperation, find out they have to eat grass. There's nothing else available. Mm-hmm. And they find out that, lo and behold, it's really good for the health, and they not only exist on the grass, they actually thrive. It helps them.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that we can do to stomp out some of these parasites that then tend to take over our system. And I suppose I need to stop right here, even though this is going to sicken me to have to do so, and tell you, you must go to your doctor first before you try anything and ask him for permission to do so.
Amen, brother. I'm a member of that religion. I like going to see people that I don't even know. I have no idea where they're trained, and they offer me something to put in my mouth, and I put it in there without question. I'm full of that religion all the way.
Sometimes it just sticks in your craw, but you got to say it anyway, don't you?
It's against the law.
We got a break coming up here. We'll be right back. Do you want to hold over? Or
yeah, I'm going to let you go. Yahweh bless you.
And bless you too, buddy. Okay, we're going to be right back. Got a break coming up here. Listen to our sponsors. Patronize them. Support the network.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back to the closing segment of this week's program of Radically Right. We've got one more telephone call, John from New York, and I'm going to ask you to hold on just a minute, John, because I need to make one more plea here, asking people to remember that freedom isn't free. I'm not paying a nickel for my radio time here. I haven't paid anything for satellite time. I haven't paid anything for the Internet. And I know in addition to all those expenses, there's got to be expenses at the office for telephones and electricity for the lights, air conditioning. Those people got to eat, too. So whatever you can do, do to support this cause or those who are really taking up the tilt against this New World Order. Send what you can to the Republic Broadcasting Organization at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100. That's Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. I want to give you my home phone number. If you need to contact me, please contact me after the show. Do not try to call now. My home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. We're going to squeeze in one last caller, John from New York. Go ahead, take a shot at the New World Order.
Well, the bottom line is, if you go to the Georgia Guidestones, you know, I always perpetuate that they have 10 new laws. One is that it's fair and just laws for all, which if anybody just looks over their shoulder knows that doesn't, it's not cutting it. There's a new language you're supposed to learn, and if you don't know that new language, there's another law. The other law is there's supposed to be 500 million population, and of that 500 million population, if you put it into the scenario of the today's statistics, that means 11 out of 12 of us have got to die. And I think they're doing a pretty good job of making us ill, getting us ready, and getting us ready to war against each other, and we're falling right into play. They're demonizing the United States and all the leaders, and it's just so obvious. It's if we don't stop ourselves and teach love and peace and how we help each other instead of worrying about greed and how do we step on the next guy, we've got to learn how do we survive together and make the best of what we can make, because it's not going to be an easy road. And when we decide to do that, then maybe we can help each other. Just like you're saying, everybody's talking for on the RBN and other radio programs and trying to put out good information, and they're getting crucified for it, and yet they're not getting paid for it whatsoever other than the virtue that they're building in themselves. And we just need to help everybody else to start building that virtue in themselves.
I think our best shot is to get a boost up from somebody that we've just pulled up behind us.
That doesn't hurt either, but at the same time, Mr. Bush, he's one of the pawns that's put in there. He's not one of the upper-grade pawns. I mean, he can't speak even. And you wonder where it all draws out and how God has actually placed him there. We're supposed to love our enemies. I don't know how we're supposed to love someone like that corrupts us. I just hope that he somehow is, you know, when he exposed the first plane hitting in first three speeches, is he trying to warn the people? I don't have an answer for that, but it's just it's a thought that I've had.
Well, folks, we have run the course of this evening's program. It's time to hang it up for another week. We invite you to come back next week, and we'll talk more about this new world order. God bless. Good night. May Yahweh watch over you. May you do your part, too. Good night.
With